This is your Classical Break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're going to be listening to Schubert's 12th string quartet, which is also known as his quartet movement, since it's only the one movement. Now, Schubert wasn't around at a great time to be a composer, at least financially speaking. The patronage system in which musicians and composers worked in the courts of nobles and royalty was breaking down. And there were a number of factors for this, including the fact that the Napoleonic Wars had wrought havoc on Europe and had been quite expensive for the aristocrats who had lent their support on either side. And also revolutionary activity had brought down a powerful monarchy in France, which also happened to be historically a great supporter of the arts. There were other revolutionary movements bubbling around the continent. And so the great houses of Europe were a little tighter with the purse strings than they had been before. And this suited guys like Beethoven, who were established and who could make good money off of publishing their music. And for Beethoven, who bristled at authority, it was actually preferable, since he retained more creative control over his music than ever before. But for those just starting out, like Schubert, it took away one of their best chances at having a stable income and at having regular opportunities for their work to be performed. Instead, he had to rely on freelance commissions and whatever publishing royalties he could get, which meant that he had to write for popular ensembles and types of music. In a way, Schubert had to write string quartets. They were hugely popular. He had grown up in Vienna, surrounded by the music of Haydn, Mozart, and Beethoven, and each of them had composed legendary string quartets, helping to push that format to the forefront of chamber music. Schubert was especially fond of Mozart, who he said, quote, stamped countless impressions of a brighter, better life on our souls. And just as the financial situation in music was shifting, the music itself was changing. The Romantic era was beginning, a pushback against what some saw as the strict rules of the classical era and a move towards greater individual and emotional expression. As a result, Schubert's always been thought of as kind of caught in the middle, a transitional figure that doesn't quite fit into either of these two categories. And he's also a great example of why sometimes categories can be less than helpful in trying to describe the music, since you can't really fit a lot of the things that he wrote, again, into either of the two eras. This is the first movement to a quartet that Schubert started, but he never finished. He was hoping to make a breakthrough in his composing, moving his music into a new, more mature direction. He had written a bunch of quartets in his teens, but he was dissatisfied with them, thinking that they weren't deep or dramatic enough. So as a 23-year-old, he was trying again. But after writing his first movement, he found that he wasn't satisfied with it either, and he set it aside. It sat for almost 50 years until the manuscript ended up in Brahms' hands, who set up a premiere and he published the score. The opening shows the dramatic feel that Schubert was going for, but the tense, skittery introduction gives way to one of Schubert's beautiful tunes. He was a master at writing songs, especially, and had a lot of wonderful singable tunes in his music. These two themes go back and forth throughout the movement. There are a lot of shifting keys, changing moods all over the place. Here's the U.S. Army Band with Schubert's quartet movement. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful movement, and it's hard for me not to hear this and be reminded of the fact that Schubert himself died at the age of 31. Like this quartet, he still had a long ways to go, and a lot of it remained unfinished. It's really too bad that we didn't get to hear the rest of it. Thanks to the U.S. Army Band for putting that up on museopen.org, and thank you for listening to this podcast. If you have the chance, please rate and review it wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow we're going to be celebrating Edvard Grieg's birthday with his piano concerto. I'll see you then.